Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis, our producer here of the show today, as we talk about AIB International here in the first half of the program. And we are joined by CEO Andre Bien. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
And Vice President of Marketing Katie Myers joins us as well.
Hi there. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. It's kind of a neat little secret, I think, that is in Manhattan. AIB International is a global company, and it's headquartered right here in Manhattan.
It is, and it is kind of cool because we truly believe in helping the food supply chain every single day, and really our mission is all around that, and our belief is that everybody deserves safe, high-quality food every single day. So a company like ours based here in Manhattan, Kansas, really has a positive impact on the entire food supply chain every single day. And we have about 250 employees that are scattered all around the world. So we truly are a global entity.
Right. And I think that when I talk to folks in the community about what AIB International does, they either know us for baking. They say, oh, you're the baking school up on top of the hill, right? Because we're off of North Manhattan Avenue. And I say, yes, but, you know, we're known for baking training, but like Andre just said, we also train all sorts of folks who work in the food supply chain. So baking is where we started, but we touch the entire food supply chain today.
All right. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about that because you're celebrating your centennial celebration this year, 100 years as a company.
Yes, we are. And we've been celebrating all year long.
Yes.
So we do have our anniversary date is coming up this week, and we have a celebration with our employees here in Manhattan and also a couple of boards that'll be here as well. But we also had a large celebration at the Global Food Safety Conference in Nice, France, back at the end of February. And we recently had another big celebration at the International Baking Industry Expo in Las Vegas, which is tied in with, obviously, the baking industry. We've also had some regional things that we've done with our employees, whether they're in the UK or in China, and some really cool stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and as far as the community is concerned, we had 16,000 people visit our exhibit at the Flint Hills Discovery Center, so people in the community here might have seen that as part of our centennial celebrations.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you touched a little bit on what AIB International does, maybe a little more in depth here, because maybe a lot of people might not know that you even exist.
Right. So we make sure that the food that you is on your table is made safely and that it's of high quality. So we work with the different food companies, big names that you can think of off the top of your head. I'm not going to list any. But we help them. We train them in what they're supposed to be doing to keep the food safe and to make sure that it's made well. And then we go in and inspect them as well to make sure that they're doing what they are trained to do. And then we also audit them to make sure that their management systems are long-term sustainable. So,
And we also go in and train quite a bit of whether that training be in person at a site or through our website. You can see a lot of e-learning opportunities that individuals can explore. And we configure it and customize it for our clients' needs around the world. So it could also be different languages and that kind of thing, too.
Okay. Now, as someone who worked in restaurants, I worked in a fast food restaurant for 10 years. Food safety is so important, and maybe you could kind of explain why it's important, and especially with product quality.
Sure, sure. Yeah, no. I mean, in this day and age, people are expecting their food to be safe and to be high quality. It's kind of like the ante into the game. So we're, you know, trying to help all of our clientele up their game and improve their programs so that they build in those safety nets and as well as the layers of protection so that at the end of the day, their consumers are getting what they're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when people ask me what we do, I say that we touch the supply chain. You know, there's farm to fork, right? We do everything after farm and before fork. So we're really helping make sure that the food is that it's made well, that it's made safely, but that it also gets back and forth to the places it needs to be in the supply chain well as well.
Mm-hmm. And is it just for baking entities or no?
That's one of the biggest misunderstandings. So we did start in the baking industry, and that's our core. That is one of our, it's our legacy, et cetera. But baking is only one of several segments that we deal with today. We literally touch the entire food supply chain and all of those different segments, different kinds of food.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've been a company here for 100 years, but you've been in Manhattan also for a long time.
So we moved from Chicago to Manhattan in 1977, and so that's been our residence there up on Manhattan Avenue since then. We were started 100 years ago this week, actually in Minneapolis. And then I don't remember the actual date, but we migrated to Chicago and had a baking school there. And then we picked up in 77 and moved down here to be closer to the whole grain science research area, K-State, and all of that resource capabilities as well.
And that's kind of an interesting thing here, is a lot of folks look to Manhattan to grow the economy. So Manhattan's obviously worked really well for you from a recruiting standpoint, I would imagine.
Well, I would say that as we've evolved, we are becoming much more a virtual company. Since we do business in 120 different countries last year, of the 250 employees that we have, I would say that almost 90% of them are scattered around the world. So a lot of our field professionals, whether they're baking professionals or food safety professionals, get up Monday morning and go to a client's location. They'll be at a client for two, three, four days a week. So as we look at how we can hire talent, we have to look much broader than just the regional area. It's just the nature of our business.
Right, but we do have 70 employees here in this community as well.
Yep.
So.
All right.
You say they're scattered all over the place. I say strategically located, but that's potato, potato.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, with all the companies that you work with, it makes more sense for them to be scattered around.
Yeah, it does. A lot of the food manufacturers that we work with, they're multinational companies. They're all over the world, literally, which is why we do business in 120 mm-hmm. countries. I mean, we have to in order to meet their needs.
Yeah. Well, as far as the success of the company, how would you rate it going into your 100th year?
I think we're really close to a really nice breakthrough of growth. We've been transforming the organization for the last 5 or 6 years, and now we're at a point where we really see big opportunities for us in growing in the area of food safety, baking training, and working with our clients at their locations. That's really what they're asking us to do.
All right. The baking training, tell me a little bit of what that consists of.
So the baking training can take a couple of different formats. It can be a baking professional that actually goes into a facility and would, let's say, consult and help problem solve, or maybe identify a specific type of training that's necessary and go in and help people with hands-on training. We also have online training that can cover some of the very basics that are necessary for the baking industry as well.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. The online training doesn't replace it. It just kind of facilitates.
It is an augmentation, yep. And so one of the things we've recently launched is what we call Bake Pro Certification. And we listen to the industry and our clients and what they are asking us to do. And so we've put together kind of like a menu that a client can choose from that is a combination of specific e-learning with hands-on application that we would do in their location. So think of it as really a big immersion. And from a client standpoint, they could see results like almost immediately. And then the real benefit is some coaching that goes on. So as we help individuals gain their competencies and grow, we also want to be there to shoulder them as they run into things like, uh-oh, I don't know what to do. Who can I turn to? That's us. And we can help guide and give them some coaching so their confidence goes way up.
All right. You mentioned going to Las Vegas earlier this year for the Centennial event. Is that a good time for networking as well in the community?
It's a great time to network for the industry. The acronym is IBIE for that Industry Expo, and it is the largest baking industry expo for all of Americas. So there are people from South Pole all the way from North Pole, you know, that come there, and quite a few actually from Europe and Asia as well, since Vegas is an easy destination to get to. So it's a great place to meet up with clients. It's a great place to, you know, make some new opportunities and business relationships.
All right. It's fascinating learning about this company, and I want to get a little bit more into some other things you're doing here with the company.
Sure.
Let's take a break, though, first. We'll come back and do that on the other side of the break here on News Radio KMAN.